Scientists have been working on teleportation, beaming matter from one place to another, the way the crew of the Starship Enterprise descends to the surface of mysterious planets in Star Trek.
Enterprise, transporter room energized.
It's almost like some superpower for superheroes. And it's also real science, sort of. Here's NPR's Jeff Brumfiel.
So first off, I know true nerd listeners don't consider Captain Kirk a superhero, but close. And speaking of close,
I have a hard time saying this with a straight face, but I will. You can teleport a single atom from one place to another.
Chris Monroe is a physicist at the University of Maryland. Teleporting just one atom isn't exactly beam me up, but his team really can do it. That's not a teleporter, it's an elevator. They do it in the basement. In this lab sits a couple million dollars worth of lasers, mirrors, and lenses. And David Huckle.
We've actually made quite a bit of improvements in teleporting. We could now teleport over a distance of about 3 feet.
It's taken years just to get this far. Now, the way they do it here is not like Star Trek.
What they do in a TV show is they send the atoms over a long distance. But really, if you could sort of build anything, you wouldn't send the atoms.
Because the atoms are big and heavy, and you don't really need them. The laws of physics say that any atom of carbon is identical to any other atom of carbon. Oxygen, hydrogen, they're all perfect atomic clones.
The thing that makes us unique is the states of those atoms. So you'd really send the information, the state of the atom.
The information is in the arrangement of the atom's electrons or protons or neutrons. That's what makes it special. And researchers have figured out how to move that information without moving the atoms themselves. In a tiny steel chamber, they trap one single atom of the element barium.
On the other side, there's a nearly identical setup. And there's a single atom actually trapped right now in the middle of that chamber.
And when the team sends the command, lasers suck the information out of atom A and scan it into atom B. From the perspective of physics, it's the same as moving atom A across the table. Teleportation. But here's where reality clashes with the superpower. Imagine you built a human-sized version of this technology. To teleport, you need about a billion, billion, billion atoms waiting at your destination that could be arranged into you. And remember, the information isn't copied, it's moved. So all the atoms that used to be you at the start, Chris Monroe says they'd be left behind in a gunky mess.
Iron and, carbons and calcium and, it would look like a big pile of jello, I guess.
On the receiving end, there could be errors.
An error probably wouldn't be like your arm is gone. That's sort of a very correlated error. It would be something much more disgusting, maybe.
All joking aside, this kind of teleportation would never work for people. There's just no way that we know to read out all the information in a billion, billion, billion atoms, transport it, and put it back together again somewhere else.
We don't have a language to describe what a person is, what all the interactions between all the molecules that make up a person, how to keep track of them. I mean, we don't have machinery.
And we probably never will. That's not to say this kind of one-atom teleportation is useless. Monroe thinks it could help to build advanced computers. But for now, big-time teleportation will stay on the big screen. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.